There's a very beautiful story that has been mentioned in Tazkiratul Wa'izin. Let's listen to that story. A great devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived in Egypt. He would celebrate the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with full zeal and zest in Rabi'ul Awwal. Once on the blessed occasion, a Jewish woman living in the neighborhood asked her husband, "Why does our Muslim neighbor decorate his house in the month of Milad?" Her husband replied, "This is the month in which their beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born. So he marks the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this month holds great significance for Muslims." Upon hearing this, the Jewish woman said, "This is great. Indeed, Muslims celebrate the blessed birth of their Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam every year with great fever." On that very night, when that Jewish woman, she slept, fortune smiled on her as she dreamt of her very beautiful, incredible personality with a stunningly beautiful face. A crowd was gathered around him. She stepped forward and asked someone about the beautiful personality. He replied, "This is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the last Prophet of Allah. He has arrived to give blessings to your Muslim neighbor for celebrating his birth every year." The Jewish woman humbly asked, "Will he talk to me?" The person replied, "Yes." The woman went towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly called him, drawing his attention. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Labbaik, here I am." Deeply moved by the humble response, she submitted, "I'm not a Muslim." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I have been informed by Allah Azza wa Jal that you are soon going to embrace Islam." Upon hearing that, she spoke spontaneously, "No doubt you, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have the highest moral excellence. Whoever disobeys you will get destroyed, and the one who is unaware of your eminence will suffer loss." Thereafter, she recited the kalima and entered into the fold of Islam. When she woke up in the morning, she felt a pleasant change in herself. She again recited the kalima in the state of wakefulness and embraced Islam with uprightness of the heart. Therefore, she decided to spend all her savings for the celebration of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When she came out of her room, she was surprised to see her husband preparing a feast. She asked him in astonishment, "What are you doing?" He replied, "I am making arrangements for a feast to celebrate your noble act of conversion into Islam." She asked, "How did you know that I have accepted Islam?" He replied, "Last night in my dream, I have also embraced Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, why should we not celebrate the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.